Hello and welcome to Spiritual Shock. I'm your host, Lyric Lamar. I just want to say that being human is a journey that is interesting because we all, including me, seems to hold on to the flaws of life more than the good and the great. You know, each and every one of us has what we call good and bad, and we all have emotions. Now, based on the trauma we have, we either express them in ways that will be called incorrectly or what society deems correct. Holding on to pain and hurt destroys us more than war, guns, cancer, AIDS, HIV, COVID-19. We all got a past, and we all got a story. And I just want to say that every day is a new day. People are going to see you a certain way. And just like everybody else, I can see you a certain way also. But we're complicated. And the sad thing is, you're not allowed to be complicated. And the interesting thing is, the complicated is what makes life interesting and great. This world will try to throw everything at you, and yet and still, you are here. So if you can face all of that, the question is, why can't you face your healing? Why can't you put in the time and the work and the effort to heal your trauma and to find who you really are? And it's okay. You can be sexual and wild, yet calm, charming, yet shy, outgoing, but yet and still an introvert. What I learned about life is, it is the boxes that we put ourselves in that makes us not feel free. It is the facing away from our flaws that leaves us stressed and depressed. So, on this journey of life, whether you're having fun, getting drunk, getting high, having sex, being who you really are, and learning your truth, and getting your healing, and loving yourself, flaws and all, and just being a human being. Love is the most powerful thing in the world. And it's the very thing that most run from. And I'm not talking about love of another person. I'm talking about love of thyself. Love that has all the peace and all the understanding and the knowing. I am me. And I am created. And I am the creator. This is true for you too. It's just that it can feel uncomfortable living in that place, in that spot. You're admired, yet criticized. You're loved yet hated. And you never really seem to fit in. People may stalk. People may listen. But your strength is undeniable. It cannot be compared. Because you are being who you were born to be, flaws and all, and free, a light that shines, even though the darkness stares within you, a love of thyself that seems selfish, but it's that selfishness that provides that freedom. That light, that knowing, that gift, that admiration, that wanting to be you no matter your look or your color or your sexuality. It is the very thing that gets you out of the pits of hell to experience heaven right here. On earth. So, no matter what you try to put on me, I am smart enough to know that your stuff isn't my stuff. And if I want to have the best life ever, no matter the age, I'm going to have to learn and be in my body, spiritually, physically, mentally, and feel freedom, even where freedom is not. And to know love, even when I'm unliving, other people around me are unliving. To know joy, because truly nobody can take. I say it all the time to myself, that even if it looks like I'm losing, I'm still winning. And it takes courage and strength to be who you are. And it takes courage and strength to be outside of the box, to be in the world, but not of it. And to feel what greatness really is. You just being, you human being. We're always reaching for something, always wanting something, even maybe even complaining about a lot of things. But I am proud that I know the truth. And the truth of it all is, it's all an illusion. And you are just as powerful as you think you are. And I'm not just talking about just saying it. I'm talking about being it. And knowing that your thoughts become your words, and your words become your actions, and all of this becomes your life. And it may take years upon years, or it may even take a week or a month. You gotta know when to ask for help and when to stand alone. When to go, when to stop, when to step in, and when to step out. Get your healing. Get that therapy. Get that real help so that you can know yourself inside and out without anybody's approval or disapproval. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. And you gotta stop giving up your power so easily. Trust me. I know. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't. So, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did try. They're talking about what they didn't try. Trying matters. So instead of walking around here broken, why don't you try to get healing? Instead of being in everybody else's business, why don't you get your own business? Instead of just working that 9-to-5 all the time, if you have ideas and goals and dreams, why don't you go for it? And stop rushing. For if you know something, you would sit in it. And know that the manifestation is going to happen no matter what. People talk about the people that don't have the plan B and plan C. Well, maybe you just need a plan A. Because to be honest, if I only had my plan A in the first place, I'd probably be in a different space, living a different life. But one thing is true. Everything in divine timing. So be aware of the energy you're producing for you. Because you can hate somebody, dislike somebody, be all in somebody else's business. You can try to destroy somebody else's life or lift it up, but at the end of the day, the only person that's really maneuvering in their life and in your life is you. And the only person that is maneuvering in their life is them. Trying matters. So why don't you try therapy? Why don't you try healing? Why don't you try facing your fears? Won't you try walking through that pain and getting to the other side? Because you've been doing everything else and you still don't know how to lift up yourself. You still think you need somebody else. Life is flowing energy. And the energy begins and ends with you, because you are the only one in your body. You are the only one with your thoughts, and nobody else knows what you're thinking until you express it. And even when you express it, you can still hide it. That is the privilege of a God. Free will. I just want you to know your worth and know your power. And stop using it in such a way that's really just destroying you. The hardest lesson for us to understand, because when you look around, all you see is people hurting themselves and destroying themselves and blaming it on somebody else. And that's why we're moving through this life so slow. And it's up to us to pick up that pace. And I hope that those who need to hear this will hear it. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be me. Wild, free, reserve, light, darkness, the yin and the yang, the God and the devil, the left and the right, the up and the down, the happy and the sad, the joy and the mad, the love and the hate. But I know at the end of the day, it's all just an experience and a journey. And yes, I may cry. I may even tell a little lie. But the truth is where I prevail and where I am free. Because no matter what, all I can do is be me. I'm Lyric Lamar. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shot Podcast. I'm out. Bye.